The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Antony Blinken, America's Foreign Secretary, visited Kerem Shalom, an Israeli border crossing with Gaza, where humanitarian aid trucks are stationed. Mr. Blinken is in Israel, his seventh visit to the region since the war began in October, to encourage ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas. America has cautioned Israel against invading Rafah, where over 1 million Palestinians are clustered. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, is intent on proceeding. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, Gustavo Petro, Colombia's president, said that his country would cut diplomatic ties with Israel over its handling of the war with Gaza. The Federal Reserve left its benchmark interest rate unchanged at a range of 5.25% to 5.5%. The Fed noted a lack of further progress towards its goal of reducing inflation to 2%. Investors do not expect a rate cut when central bankers next meet in June. Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, said he thought rate increases would be unlikely. Arizona's Senate voted to repeal a 19th-century law that would ban virtually all abortions, weeks after the state Supreme Court upheld it. Two Republicans joined Democrats to pass the repeal, which is now headed to the Democratic governor's desk, having already cleared the House. The court's ruling prompted some Republicans, including Donald Trump, to denounce the measure, fearing a political backlash. Russia's defense ministry said that the country needed to ramp up the volume and speed of arms production to maintain the required pace of the offensive in Ukraine. Russian forces have made gradual advances since late February. Last week, America pledged $61 billion in aid to help Ukraine defend itself. On Wednesday, Russia said it had struck a Ukrainian command headquarters on the southern front. Harvey Weinstein appeared in a Manhattan court on Wednesday, days after an appeal court overturned a sex crime conviction and 23-year prison sentence on the grounds that he had not received a fair trial. Prosecutors asked for a September retrial. Whether all of his accusers can be persuaded to take the stand again remains unclear. Mr. Weinstein also has a 16-year sentence to serve for a Californian rape conviction. Georgian lawmakers scuffled in Parliament over a bill that has sparked weeks of protests. The legislation would require organisations to register as foreign agents if they receive more than a fifth of their funding from abroad. Critics argue it is authoritarian and aligns Georgia with Russia, which has similar legislation. On Tuesday, police fired water cannons and tear gas at protesters in Tbilisi, the capital. Microsoft said it would spend $1.7 billion in Indonesia over the next 4 years, its biggest ever investment in the country. As the American tech giant incorporates artificial intelligence into its services, it is expanding its global cloud computing infrastructure. It will train 840,000 people in Indonesia, which has the third largest number of developers in the region, after India and China. Figure of the day, $17 billion, the value of investments drawn by biotech startups in 2023, down from $37 billion 2 years earlier.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.